When you walk into a typical living room, you may find a few colorful pillows dotting the furniture landscape. They are a source of decorative inspiration for some, obstructive annoyance for others. I really like them, but my husband is less than enamored. We had four of them in our living room, which resulted in a source of frustration for my family, who often tossed them onto another chair, or more often than not, the floor. I also had four throw cushions of various size on the bed, which makes even less sense to my husband. So when a refresh of living room color and decor took place last summer, I think he held out hope it would mean the pillows would be gone. Not exactly. I bought three new ones for the living room, and since the departing ones matched the bedroom, we now contend with eight, throw pillows, two shams and two regular pillows on our bed. I know. What am I thinking? Decorative cushions have been around for thousands of years, thanks to the wealthiest of families in the Mesopotamian era. They were status symbols, pieces of art more so than decor. The more you had displayed, the more affluent you were said to be. Changes in textile production during the Industrial Revolution meant cushions were no longer the domain of the wealthy, but could be purchased by the wider public more readily. By the 20th century, the varieties of size and design exploded, giving consumers countless options to fit any sort of aesthetic. They were seen as an easy way to elevate a look, change a look, or mix and match at will, as well as being a versatile and fairly cost-effective way to impact interior design. The use of the word throw comes from the idea that the pillows are to be casually tossed into place, not precisely arranged. It's meant to foster a relaxing, inviting atmosphere. Yet dealing with the multiples many of us now have, there is little that is casual or easy about it. Ask my husband, who is daily dealing with those eight cushions, two shams and two pillows morning and night. It begs the question, how many is too many? I listened to one decorator outline a mathematical formula to determine the perfect number for a comfy yet stylish setup. By the time she got done calculating the height, width and depth of the couch, she began in on the size and shape of each pillow, where they should sit, and what direction any pattern should go. A spreadsheet would have been helpful to keep up. One other expert said, "Don't overdo it. Too many colors and patterns confuses the space." Another designer said, "When it comes to throw pillows, bigger is better." But many would have found hope in the line by another who said, in some cases, zero throw pillows is best. I attended a meeting in the home of a lady who led us into her living room and told us to make ourselves comfortable. Right. The couch, loveseat and armchair were covered, and I do mean covered, in very large throw pillows. Attendees already seated had not moved a single pillow off the furniture, but simply tried to sit up ramrod straight, leaning ever so gently against them. The size of the pillows meant there was little space left on the couch, and I would describe it not so much as sitting on the sofa as being perched on its front edge. I don't know if our host was simply unaware of how uncomfortable we might be, or it just never occurred to her to temporarily put the throw in her throw pillows. These items are consistently on the hit list of some home organizers and decluttering advocates. They are described as useless, and the quickest and easiest thing to get rid of in an effort to overhaul a home. Others assert they are helpful to quickly and easily give a home a refreshing update. I am going to edit the number of pillows currently in the bedroom, but I will most definitely keep the ones in the living room. Yes, they end up on the back of the couch, tucked under blankets, or even tossed out of the way and onto the floor. I am fine with that because it means that as a family we are actually enjoying the living we are doing in our living room. That's my outlook.